Hi, welcome to week two of the Dream Ignition program. I hope that you have enjoyed writing your dreams down this week. I'm sure it has been encouraging. You may have surprised yourself at what has materialized as you've allowed your imagination freedom to paint the future. This week, we are going to hone one of our dreams, making it more specific. And we will push the boundaries once again so we dare to dream outside of our comfort zone. We will also be making lots of room for the impossible to break in. As you consider the dreams you now have on paper, I want you to do the following checks on them by asking this question. Could I see this dream a reality if it was dependent on my resources alone? If the dream is possible in the natural, then invite Holy Spirit to show you how the dream could be enlarged to make room for supernatural activity. When I wrote a dreams list for the first time, one of my dreams was to have a hot air balloon ride. This would have been possible, if not fairly easy, to achieve on my own. However, Father wanted to take this seed of a dream and add to it so that I received more revelation of his special kindness to me. Whilst I was leading a dreams workshop in Dublin, I mentioned this dream as an example, and an attendee said his brother had a hot air balloon company and that he would organise a ride for me. The ride ended up being in a hot air balloon festival with a group of hot air balloon enthusiasts. It was so much fun, and it was so much better than what I could have organised on my own. Father had prepared all the details so beautifully and just for me. So now let's do the activation. Look at your dreams and ask the question, is this dream purely achievable in my own strength and with my current resources? If the answer is yes, ask Holy Spirit how you can enlarge the dream so it becomes out of your reach. Turn the audio off now and spend some time reviewing your dreams in this way. Welcome back. You should now have a list of impossible dreams, and I know this excites God and gives him something to work with to show you more of his kindness. For the rest of the session, we're going to focus on just one of your dreams. So select the one on your list that you feel most excited about. Do you remember in session one, we looked at how dreams fulfilled bring heaven's atmosphere to earth? I want us to think about how our lives would be better and more heavenly as a result of our chosen dream being fulfilled. In a moment, take some time to think about how your life would be impacted when you are living your dream. Think about your home life, your relationships, your work life, your mental health, your physical health, your finances. How would these areas be enriched if your dream was realised? Turn the audio off and write a few lines answering these questions. Welcome back. The notes you have just made will be a helpful encouragement and motivation to you on your pathway towards your dream. Read them regularly and picture your life this way, drawing hope and energy from this prophetic picture. Our last activation today is to think about how seeing this dream fulfilled will enrich your revelation of God's character. As I said in the introduction, dreaming with God establishes a lifestyle of expecting more of his goodness. Even as you have begun dreaming this last week, you will have seen a shift in your thinking and your revelation of God. You will have found yourself focusing more on his abundance, his kindness, his provision, and his power to do the impossible. It's not just the fulfilled dream that increases your revelation, but each step towards it requires you to remember and focus on certain aspects of his nature. Dreaming causes us to see more of who our Father is and delight in the fact that we are his children. So now turn off the audio, think about your dream, and list some of the truths about God that your dream journey and fulfillment will set you up to understand with your heart as well as your head. Welcome back. We are going to end here today, but your actions this week are to take the dream that you've been using for your activation today and write a future diary entry for when you are living this dream. Write your diary entry in the present tense as if the dream is happening now and is in its fulfillment. Write about who is with you, where you are, what is happening, how you are feeling. This is called prophetic journaling. God already knows your future, and Holy Spirit wants to take you into that future time as you write this diary entry. Your words form your world. So after you have written your diary entry, read it out loud each day. If you would like to ask me any questions or share what is happening in your life as a result of this Dream Ignition program, I'd really love to hear from you. Email me at joy@dreamscoaching.org. That's joy@dreamscoaching.org. Bye bye.